This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking to Ted Romas, who wears a lot of hats in South Douglas County. Today, he's put on his Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge hat. And Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge. You've got a recruitment open house coming up here about a week away or so. Talk about the kind of the basic information about the Elks Lodge down there and what it's all about.
Well, yes, I'd be glad to do that. We are a fraternal nonprofit membership organization here in Myrtle Creek, founded in 1954, 64 years ago. We were sponsored by the Roseburg Lodge, which coincidentally was instituted in 1896. So I say that to let listeners know that Elks Lodges have been around for many, many, many decades. And our primary mission is two words that I like to use is community and charity. We do have a social aspect to our lodges, but primarily we involve ourselves in the community with charity events, and we currently have about 220 members. About 40 to 50 of those are fairly active, so we're out seeking new members, particularly younger members, as some of our organizations are suffering from new younger membership these days. So we're going to put on an open house and have a membership drive.
Well, I know that a lot of organizations are seeing that across the board. People in their 20s, 30s, 40s sometimes don't tend to join groups like that. A lot of times they'll cite having young families or careers or all of that. Why do you think it's important to be involved with something like the Elks and get involved in helping with charity projects in the community?
Well, for the very purpose of assisting and helping the community in need of whatever it is they might be in need of, I'll give you some examples of some of the things that we've done here in Myrtle Creek, not only recently, but over many years. Each year we put together holiday Christmas baskets. Last year we distributed out 160 baskets to folk families in need. Just a couple of weeks ago, we sponsored a Sleep in Heavenly Peace bed build here in our parking lots, and we built 16 beds. So the Sleep in Heavenly Peace folks can distribute those beds out to kids who need a bed, and assuring that no kid will sleep without a bed. And we do a lot of things with veteran projects, and we've got a stand down coming up on Wednesday, and then we'll have a veterans dinner on Friday. So we do a lot of community outreach, even though we are membership-based and somewhat a private organization, but primarily we are about community and charity, and we want younger people to get involved.
Yeah, talk about the social aspect, some of the things that go on as part of that.
Well, we are fortunate to be land-based. We have a large building here in downtown Myrtle Creek, very highly visible. We have a Friday night dinners. We have karaoke. We rent our space for other groups and activities that need it. We have the largest available venue in Myrtle Creek, capacity of 200 people. So the social aspect is what keeps our members, brings them together for social time, for fun, for activities in-house. But it's also the funding mechanism that helps us keep the building open and pay our bills and be self-supporting.
Now, how long has the Elks been in this building? Back when it started or later?
We were instituted in 1954. The building was built, I think, started 5 years later.
Now, how long have you been a part of the Myrtle Creek Elks?
17 years.
And what caused you to get involved with it?
Well, I like the function of the Elks itself, in its principles, are charity, justice, brotherly love, and fidelity. We are ritual-based when it comes to initiation, and so we kind of take an obligation and an oath of service to our community and to maintain the principles that we stand for. That's what got me going, kind of an extension of my community activities with the Chamber and other organizations I'm involved with.
Do you find that a number of the folks that are part of the Elks are part of the glue that kind of holds things together with charity and special events there in South County?
I certainly think we're part of it. We do partner with other nonprofit organizations, the Chamber, the Lions Club, and oftentimes we co-sponsor events. And in fact, our farmers market that we hold April through October in our Elks parking lot is co-sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And so there is a connectivity, there is a nexus between those groups. And, you know, primarily we are all in it for the same good, to help people and communities in need to the extent that we can.
So at the event, the open house, what will take place that night?
So we will be basically inviting anyone to come in and have a tour of our facility, to speak with our officers and members, to see some display boards that will pictorial displays that will show scenes of our recent activities, the bed build and our food baskets and so on, and invite them to come and join us. And, you know, we, as a private membership group, a member must propose a new person for membership. So we'll have some interaction there. We'll introduce ourselves to anyone who comes and is interested in membership, tell them what we're all about, and then and encourage them to complete an application. Now, the sweet spot about this is that during November, all of Elks Lodges offer a $1 initiation fee, which is usually $50. So there's a $49 discount available for anyone who completes and turns in an application during the month of November.
And if people want to find out more about the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge, what's the best way to do that ahead of coming to the event on the 14th?
We do have a Facebook page. People can look into there and ask questions if they wish, or they can call me, 541-860-2037.
All right, Ted Rummes from the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge, that event the 14th from 5 to 7. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
8:38 at the morning report.